Yeah. Shave and.
Hey, forget your second hat.
Yeah. I like the other hats better. He's got a stomach illness or something. I think we'll put him on our prayers here. Well, it's customary. We all start off with prayer request. You can go first. Wow. That's the worst part.
It's always hurry up and wait.
Yeah. Well, it's what ain't like that in life, though. Hurry up and wait.
Mm-hmm. That's the military way of doing things.
That's the world way. Everything we do is hurry up and wait.
Yeah.
You go to the doctor, they're not in no hurry to. Well, you might have a problem here. And then, well, yeah. Test's going to take a couple months. Yeah.
Man, that happened.
Well, we're going to put Mark on our prayer list, too. He's been struggling along through chemo. I don't know how you guys do that. We're talking Margaret. We need to pray for her. Not only for healing, but for strength. She's dealing with a lot. I've got another guy I know, Dan Stone. He's been going through chemo. Now, probably about 11 years he's dealing with this. You know, that's the thing that amazed me about these people, though. You take Margaret, Mark, this guy, their attitudes is unbelievable. You know, you wonder, if God gave that to me, I don't think I could be in that place where these guys all have a tremendous amount of strength. Somebody else I'd like to pray for is Pat and Karen Pauly. You probably heard in the news that was the gal in DeWitt that backed over her baby and killed him. Mm-hmm. Well, that was a pretty tragic thing. He's an electrician, and they're going through some pretty hard times right now. No. When things like that happen, you know, makes the problems you have look pretty small. Does anybody else think of anybody else? Nobody. Let's get started. Well, anybody else want to help me with prayer on these? No? Well, I'll go ahead and pray. Father God, thank you for this day. Especially this day, Easter. God, what a great thing we're able to celebrate today. without Easter, Lord, we have no hope. We have nothing. God, we thank you for the gift of your Son. We thank you for his work. We thank you for his obedience to that work on the cross. God, none of us was strong enough to make it on our own. We now don't have to worry about that. We're just so thankful that we can be here. God, we're so thankful for all you've given us. God, we lift up to you several people today in prayer. God, I start with Mark. Lord, you know his ailment today. Overall, you know his sickness, what he's dealing with, how long he's been dealing with it. God, cancer's a hard thing. God, I add Margaret to that, Dan Stone to that. God, these people have strength, Lord, that we don't know. And faith that we don't know. God, I look up to those people. I'm amazed when I look at them to see what they go through, Lord, and how they handle it. God, that strength is beyond comprehension. I pray, God, for comfort for them. I pray for healing. God, I pray that you work in their bodies. That this day, Lord, today, that you just give them the added strength that they need. God, that you give them hope. God, that you draw closer and closer and closer to you. God, I'm thankful that you've put all these people in our midst. God, I pray for Sean. God, he's worked hard to get to where he's at. God, he has a dream. I pray, Father, that he would look to you, that you would look upon him. God, this promotion would be a reality for him. And God, that he would know where that came from. God, I pray for the Pauley family. I particularly pray for Karen. God, the loss of a little baby. God, we can't even wrap our minds around that. The grief, Lord, she is going through and the family is going through. God, only you them deal with that. It's just too much. God, I pray that they would see you in the midst of all this. God, we take great comfort knowing that the little babies are yours. There's no question of salvation there. We're thankful for that. God, in these last days, we're seeing more and more and more tragedies. They're all over the world. God, there's earthquakes, famines, pestilence, there's wars, rumors of wars, as you said there would be. God, we know these days are drawing down. In fact, Lord, today could be the day. No one knows. God, I pray that we could be prepared, that we'd be ready, that you would catch us waiting and watching. God, we look forward to that day when all these trials will be behind us. We'll be in your glory. God, I thank you for this church, this body, Lord. God, you built this church. God, I'm thankful for each and everyone here. God, I'm thankful that you chose this body for me to be at. God, I pray for those who you've destined to be here that are not here. That you continue, Lord, to work in their lives. Draw them. That's our desire, to not have anyone left behind. God, we thank you. We honor you, Lord. We praise you. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. Morning, Val.
Good morning.
What are we going to teach on today?
I don't know. Are you, like, seriously asking, or?
Yeah. I got thrown into this at the last minute.
Can I ask a question?
No. anything but Luke 20. Go ahead. Maybe they were answering a call. Maybe they didn't know.
Didn't know what?
Why they were going there.
Oh.
I don't know. There's a lot of things in Scripture that are somewhat a mystery. We do things sometimes that we don't know why we do them. I've had that occasion here a couple times in the last week. I sought someone out. I don't know why, but God had a reason for it. I don't know why I went there or what made me think to go there. I've had that happen quite a few times when I'll be in my busy state doing what I'm normally doing. All of a sudden somebody will pop my mind and I go to them. I learned this about 8-9 years ago. I was driving from Galesburg back to here, and I got to thinking about a guy that just went through a lot of hardship. And why, I don't know. I'm in the car, I called him up, and the phone rang quite a few times. Finally, he answered the phone, and it was kind of weird. I caught him off guard. I just asked him what he was doing. He said, well, I don't know. I said, you want to meet for coffee? And he says, yeah. So we met at Denny's and talked to him, and ended up talking to him 4 or 5 hours that night. And this happened to be at 9 o'clock at night, and it was 2 in the morning when I got home. Come to find out, it was about 4 or 5 years later. He was planning to kill himself. You know, I interrupted that, but you know why? Why do those things happen? You know, maybe it's the same type of situation. Maybe they were just led to go there, not knowing what they're going to see. That's the thing in Scripture that just in the last year I've kind of starting to come around on a little bit is, I think you know what Scripture says, and you think you've got a handle on it. You know what it means. The Word says what it says, and sometimes it doesn't always work out that way. You know, that's the awesome power of the Word. That's why I love the Bible. Yeah, anytime I think I got a handle on it, and I get to doing the same thing, you know, wondering why they did this like this. And you read it and you wonder, well, what led to that? Well, if God wanted me to know all the details of why, He'd probably put it in here, and the book would be this thick to where nobody'd read it. So He's given us what we wanted, the main storyline of what we need to know, that they went to the tomb and there was a reason for it, as we found out. But why? I guess it really doesn't matter when it comes right down to it. And sometimes we get hung up on that is, well, why? And all the little details. And you kind of get hung up on all these little details, and you miss the whole big picture. It doesn't matter why or how or what or when. What matters is this is what happened. So that's the power of the Word. I think today, since we don't have a lesson, we'll take a look in John, the book of John. In John 6, chapter 6, 28. this has always been a neat passage for me. I love this. I looked through this quite a few times. Jesus was across the Sea of Galilee. He got in a boat. He went to Capernaum. And we'll start in 6:28. Says he met with a. We have to back up just a little bit. There was his disciples were with him, and a large crowd had gathered at Capernaum. You need to start at 6, and you can read backwards and get up to this point. But when he got there, a large crowd had gathered, and this large crowd knew there was something about this guy, this Jesus. We got to remember, back in that time, they didn't know what we know today. They didn't have a New Testament. Jesus lived this. All they had was the Old Testament. And they see this guy doing miracles and everything else. They knew he had something to do with God. But this crowd didn't really, and I don't think they had a full grasp of who Jesus really was. 6:28 it says, then they asked him, and this is the crowd, they asked him, what must we do to do the works God requires? Jesus answered, the work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent. There's so much in that one little passage right here. When we stop and look at that, this crowd asked Jesus, what must we do to do the works, plural, what must we do to do the works that God requires? Jesus answered, the work, no plural, the work of God is this, believe in the one he has sent. When you look at the grammatical part of this, after the word sent, there's a period. That's the strongest. Every jot and tittle in the Bible has a meaning. This one little jot, this dot, that means there ain't no more. That one little period, how powerful that is. Believe in the one he has sent. Period. There is no more. And he says the work of God. Why would they ask, what are the works of God? They were in this time period, a different dispensational time period of works. They had to do all these sacrifices to please God, and there were 630, 40 some laws that they had to comply with. I think they were so bound down by all these different things that they had to do, all these laws that they had to follow. They wanted to find out from this Jesus guy, which, what's his spin on this? I mean, do we have to do all these things? Could we get it down to maybe 300? Or, to please God, do I have to get it to 500? You know, they didn't know. That's why they're asking. You know, they didn't know what the answer was going to be. They didn't know what Jesus was going to say. I think they were prepared to sit there for hours, and they had scribes probably there to start writing down whatever he said. We're going to get this right. We're going to get, once and for all, figured out what do we have to do. I think they were shocked when Jesus said the works of God is this. The work of God is this. You know, it's probably like E.F. Hutton. All of a sudden, everybody's, you know, here it comes. Everybody get ready. Jesus said the work of God is this: believe in the one he has sent. And he's done. He didn't say no more. This crowd, their culture, the way they're brought up for centuries, have been taught this is what we got to do, all these things. And here comes Jesus, says, what was it, 7 little words? 7. Believe in the one he has sent. This crowd's probably looking at each other, thinking, is that it? You know, they're probably disappointed. I imagine some of them were thinking, you know, he can't be from God. I mean, it can't be that simple. We know that. We got all these laws. It's not that simple. I think we do that today. We try to read more into Scripture than what's there. The gospel message is really simple. It's a simple message. And that is it. Believe in the one he has sent. I'm sure we had other people in that crowd that were looking around thinking, you know, who is this guy? You know, what authority does he have anyhow? You know, we have high priests here. We have the Pharisees, the Sadducees. You know, these guys have been in the Scriptures their whole life. They know what they're talking about. Just go ask any of them. How can this guy come in and one sentence say that's all we have to do? That doesn't sound right. It can't be that simple. You know, you can't really bust their chops, this crowd, because they don't have the foreknowledge of the New Testament like we have today. But what a sad thing to be in that kind of that period, to know, to be struggling with that. I think they got to that point. They knew the law. I mean, it was just too much. They couldn't continue on that way. But then again, they couldn't believe that message would be that simple. Yeah, somewhat the Easter message too. You know, in today's culture, you know, we have the same thing. And it's getting worse and worse. How many people today that don't even believe in Jesus? You know, you shake your head at that, but the word says too, every day, every knee will bow. They all know. Unfortunately, it's a horrible thing at that point. It's too late. You know, Easter, I've heard a lot this week from different preachers on the radio, Bible study, everybody has so much to say about Easter, about what it is. You know, the simple message is at that point in time what Easter's about. It just boils down to belief. Who else in the history of all mankind has rose from the dead and ascended to heaven? You know, it's just not some fairy tale. You know, that 40 days after he rose from the dead, I mean, there's 500 some people seen him, physically seen him and touched him and talked to him, walked with him. Nobody else has done that. That's the neat thing about this scripture in John 6:28. It boils things down to the common denominator. Everything is that simple. We get her updated, Jeff? Easter is a special time, though. It's the time we get to celebrate that. Christianity is the only religion that has that. There's no other religions that have that. You know, they have no hope. Jesus died, rose again. He ascended to heaven. He sits at the right hand of God. He intercedes for us. None of the cults, the other religions that are out there, nobody has that. They're waiting for something. Can you imagine how horrible it'd be to live life like that? You're going through your life, we've got problems. We all do. If we don't, we know people that do. If we don't know people that do, we're going to have problems. That's life. What if we have nowhere to go? No one to consult, no one to talk to. We're fortunate to have that. And all the honor and glory goes to Jesus for that. That's going to be the message that I had today, as short as it may be. So we can open up for questions, comments, or just talk for the next 5 minutes or so. Marilyn? More as a tribute, you think?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that could very well be.
Well, you know that. Word.
Yeah. They meant it for one purpose, and God meant it for another. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that could very well be. Mm-hmm. Could be. Mm-hmm. That's very plausible. You know, that those things happen in our culture today. Another thing that's sometimes hard to to realize is sometimes we think things work a certain way, and the reason we do that is because of our culture, the way we brought up. Middle Eastern culture is completely different than ours, for one thing. And secondly, when you go back in time that far, 2,000 years ago, there's all these experts now that think they know exactly what the culture is, exactly the way things were went. Well, they don't. That was 2,000 years ago. It's no different than us today in our culture here, knowing other parts of the United States. You know, we don't know how the Mormons operate or what they do. And some of these other cults. I see a lot of this kind of stuff on TV too. They have these documentaries, especially on the History Channel. Some of it kind of follows the biblical timeline, and it's by scripture. I kind of look at that, but some of the two, they're always questioning, you know, why, you know, I don't know if we should believe this or not. And I always, I'm real suspicious of some of these TV shows. Some of these guys with their doctorate degrees that have studied this for 30 years. I take that with a grain of salt sometimes too. You gotta, when it gets boiled down to it, they don't know for sure. And if God wanted us to know, He'd wrote it down for us. That's a good point. I mean, it's more than likely that's a very plausible thing that could happen. Anybody else got anything? When he got excited. That's, you know, that's just a great point too, because today we can't see him, we can't touch him. We can't physically talk to them, walk with them, but or whatever. You know, so, and I think a lot of people get hung up about that. You know, if he was alive, why would he not just zap on down here and be up here instead of me? That's hard for a lot of people. It's really cool when you start with a little one and get that they can learn that, what faith is about. Sometimes it's not seeing, but believing. There's a lot of things that happen. Sometimes the world calls it karma, calls it dumb luck. You know, why is this guy so lucky? You know, just everything good happens to him. Or why is this guy, everything bad happens to him? I wouldn't want to be him. You know, that's, they don't have any reference point. So, anybody else? If not, we'll cut it short. Well, let's pray and see if there's any coffee cake left. Heavenly Father, God, again, this is a special day. God, this is a day we can have great joy. This is a day we wait for all year, Lord, every year. God, we're a blessed people. God, there's so many people that don't have the blessings that we have. Why you chose us, I don't know. God, I pray that we can just go share. That we can be a light. We can go shine that light. God, we don't have to do it to the whole world. Just one person, Lord. If we could share that light with one person. God, I pray that you would put people in our path that we could share this with. Little by little, one by one. And God, that we'd leave the work up to you. We thank you, Lord. We praise you in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.